All right, that's a million times better. I have
Okay.
someone beeping through. I'm gonna give them a quick ring back. Give me 10 seconds. Don't hang up on me.
Okay.
Hey, you there with me?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Never ends. All right. So the approval's up to 250. Your current principal balance is about 48 and change. So you would net about 201,000 and change. I want to give you some ideas on what's available here, what my thoughts are. So if we do an 18-month term, basically you're paying around, your daily payment is, I think, about $1,200 a day. Let's give this exact payment. It is,
It's
let's see,
214, 1214 that I'm seeing
14,
right now.
12, 14, 29. So
$1,229.
the way that I always suggest customers look at these terms is, what amount of funding are you going to get and what your relative new payment is? So if you do a 14-month term for the 250, it's really the best way to go. And the simple reason is, your effective daily payment will actually drop. So your payment will go from 1214 to, give me one second, to 925. So you'll have a significant reduction in your daily payment, but you'll also get more money. Now, to give you an
Right.
idea of like another term that I might want to throw out to you, if you
Now
want to do
you're
something.
saying this is 14 months, right?
No, that's an 18-month term.
18 months. I'm sorry. Okay, 18 months.
So, no reason to apologize. So, if we did the 15-month term, just to give you an idea, the 15-month term would be a kind of apples to apple. It would be a very, very similar payment structure. So, if you looked at it, you would look at a payment of, say, 1,079. So, you still have a slower payment. And then, if you wanted to do something like 12 months, which is completely fine as well. You'd be looking at, give me a second. You'd be looking at a payment slightly over 1309. So my professional opinion is the 12 or the 15 month is the way to go. You can apply for more money if you wish on a night in an 18 month period. You can apply for more money in 9 months, and on a 15 month period, you can apply for more funding in 7.5 months.
Okay.
It's a 50% what reason. The reason why I think doing something longer makes the most sense is simply because you've got a lot of money in and a lot of money out, and you're going to hit for some NSF fees. So if you have the opportunity to do something on a longer term, it always makes the most sense.
Okay, now say with the 250K, what is the payback amount?
So yeah, I can give you all that. So, and just so you know, all if you do a renewal, all the interest would be waived. But let me give you all those terms. So if you did this over a year, let's say you didn't pay this off early and you took it to term. If you did 250 over a year, the payback is 330 over 12 months, 340 over 15 months, and 350 over 18 months. That's why the 18-month term is a lot more attractive, is because with a 12-month versus an 18-month term, the loan's out 50% longer, but you're not coming close to paying 50% more interest. To give you a cost comparison, you did an IBIS loan previously, correct?
Right.
We work with IBIS. I have nothing wrong to say about IBIS, but I know their terms are pretty expensive. From my general understanding, this loan, the payback on, say, an 18-month term would be very similar to, or a 15-month term to 18-month term would be really similar to like a 6-month IBIS loan traditionally. So the cost is completely different. But you'd be looking at 330 for 12 months, 340 for 15 months, and 350 for 18 months. But keep in mind, once you're halfway through that loan, you're generally going to apply for renewal. And if you get approved and decide to move forward with the renewal, we waive all the remaining interest on this program, just like we're doing this time. We're not carrying any interest forward.
Right.
When do you expect to get payments from your customers?
We should be getting paid on the different month already.
You okay?
I'd say the week of the, well, not the week, the week of the 17th, we should have some money come in.
Okay. I mean, just to give you my thoughts, and there's no like incentive for me to push you either direction, you've had a good history with us, so that's why we're offering, and we're not going crazy. Your loan offer is very equivalent to a business of your size. It makes sense. It's not too much nor too little. But because of some of these NSFs, and because sometimes the balance gets really light, my suggestion is to do as long a term possible, which is the 18-month term. Additionally, there's no origination fees or processing fees, so you know there's no cost to get the loan. It's zero.
Okay. That's 18 months pushes it to almost 100 grand of interest.
Yes, for 18 months. But the way you've got to compare this, and this is all about most businesses are borrowing more money, and I don't like to have an elephant in the room. So I'm more than happy to give you a 12-month term. I can even probably give you, just to give you an idea, on a, well, it's kind of silly. So I can do something as 9 months. So if you want the number for 9 months, I'm more than happy to give it to you. So if you looked at a 9-month term and you looked at the payback would be 320 on a 9-month term. So essentially, that's a very good comparison. 9 months is half of 18 months. But the difference in interest is 70 versus 100K. The reason why I don't push but I advise customers to do an 18-month term is because it's going to keep their payment low. And when they apply for renewal, yeah, it's going to keep you in the best thing. Whereas if you want to do, if you want, I mean, you can't predict the future, obviously, and we're completely fine offering you a 9-month term. But in my case, my thought is this. If you do a 15 to 18 month term, you keep your payment to a much more manageable level. If things go well, you can always renew. This loan also comes with a 25% discount on remaining interest to pay off early. So that means if you decide to pay off early and not renew, you still get a 25% discount on the remaining interest due. Very few customers pay off, but it is your choice to do that. If you want, 15 months is also available. My whole thought process is, though, with the terms that you're doing that are – your IBIS loan, was it like a 6-month loan?
I think it was – 6 or 8.
It's 6 or 8. Those shorter terms, and I know how they're sold, so it's just me commenting on it. Basically, someone goes to a customer and they say, hey, look, the reason why this loan makes sense is it's because it's very, very short and you're minimizing your payback. But if you look at, say, our loan versus an IBIS loan, the loan is half the cost, and I only suggest short-term loans to people when they really don't have a choice. So if you don't have a choice, it is what it is. But in this case, we can offer you something much shorter. I just don't advise it. That's my 2 cents.
I mean, we're trying, you know, the same thing again, but it seems like it never works out. We're trying to get a hospital right now that if maybe after 6 or 8 months we could just pay this off if the cash starts flowing better.
Okay.
See,
so
the
hospitals
are real tough to get money to come back. They're slow.
Yeah, they're
real slow to pay. The big DCs are very slow to pay.
Okay. Here's what I would suggest then, because you've got a unique situation, not a unique, you've got a very specific situation. You got a hospital job, you're hoping to get your money back in 8 months, correct?
Right.
Okay. So here's my thought. If you do a 9-month term, that's extremely putting you under the gun. You're basically at the mercy of the hospital paying you, and I've dealt with customers who have basically done that, and then they end up having to basically give a discount to their customer to get their money. They're chasing money. They're not running their business effectively because they're hounding people for money. At the same time, you're saying, hey, look, I might want to pay this loan off early, and I don't necessarily need 18 months, correct?
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
But we could go for the 18 and then – I could go for the 18 months, and then if something comes up that we have extra cash or we're doing real well, which is always the wish.
Correct, and you can
–
so here's what I'd probably suggest to you, and this is kind of my thought process to weigh in. Do a 15-month term. Your payment's not going to skyrocket. If you do a 15-month term, your payment goes to $1,079. So your experience on cash flow stays very, very similar. It's coming to a very similar amount. You'll net around $201,000 and change. You'll net $201,000 change. Your payment will stay similar. You don't need to extend to 18 months, but you got some breathing room. And also on the 18-month term, if you decide to pay off early, you do get a discount on 25% of the remaining interest due. That, because up front, you're going to definitely save 10 grand in interest, but you're not going to put yourself under the gun. That's what I would suggest for your business.
Okay. Well, yeah, go ahead and do that.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. You should be set up for what's called online checkout. So online checkout, I think we did this before, which is something you can do from your cell phone or your email. I'm going to get it set up. I'm going to try to get it done today and then call you back so we can get you funding today. You'll get a call back from me in about 30 minutes, all right?
Okay.
Thanks, Lewis. Thank you, Lewis.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Bye.